And welcome back to Finding Me.
And so the Plumerians and Princess Perfuma approach her. And I think what bothers me is, like, I guess, how some of them talk. Like, there's this one surfer dude-like character. And he's got, like, this, like, what, this California accent and whatever. And I feel like it's overdone that we have flower themes that, like, are meant to be in reference to hippies, I guess. And maybe that's just me, but I suppose we don't really have much of other reference other than, like, I don't know, philosophical concepts of life and death and what plants can represent in that sense. So, I mean, come on. There probably could be more to explore that could make Perfuma interesting. But that's just me, I guess. Maybe that's too much for the kids to think about the philosophy of life and death represented in nature. But Perfuma is a sweet princess. She is like, welcome, She-Ra, we love you. Here's our problem. Our tree is poisoned. And then comes the problem because Adora is like, cool, I can beat the crap out of things. And this problem I can't beat the crap out of. So she has to figure out, how do I do it without destroying something? Because obviously if I punch it, that's going to be bad. And if I try to touch it with a sword, I might end up slicing it or something. And I don't want to do either of those things because I'm trying to heal, not destroy. So then she's like, what if I touch it? And then nothing happens. In fact, the problem gets worse. And not because of her, but just because nothing's happening. So then, of course, because she's revealed as a former Horde soldier, the Plumerians are very upset by this and they don't think she can help at all. And they're definitely not willing to fight because they are a pacifist group of people. And pacifism has its place, depending on where you are or what games you're playing. But in this case, they don't think she can help, and they're definitely not going to fight right now. And so they're just kind of like, okay. And because Adora feels terrible about being unable to help as Adora, or She-Ra for that matter, she's like, okay, well, the only other way to figure this out is if we go to the Horde base nearby. And I know Angela told me not to fight the Horde, but what if we just sneak in and then we try not to fight at all? This does not go as planned. But what happens is she and Bo and Glimmer infiltrate the Horde base. And they find out that the tree that is poisoned right now is being poisoned by this machine. And so they are poisoning the earth, etc., and the land. Which drives that point home of like, they're poisoning the land, destroying our homes. And so then Perfuma from a distance sees like, oh snap. So even though Adora feels like she's useless as She-Ra, she's still trying to help just as herself. I like this Adora girl. So she calls her people and says, hey, they're doing the best they can, and we're totally capable of so much more, so let's fight. I know that we're usually passive, but let's do it. So then we cut back to Adora and company, who are now on their last leg because they were discovered part of the way, and Adora up to that point was unable to transform into She-Ra. So with Perfuma and her people coming in to help out, then she is finally able to transform into She-Ra uninterrupted. So she does that, and Adora destroys the machine, re-energizing Perfuma now that there's no poison being injected into the earth. Perfuma now re-energized destroys the Horde soldiers with ease now that she just has complete access to her power. So then, once the Horde has been kicked out of the area, Glimmer now extends an invitation to Perfuma and says, hey, so I know we screwed up, our parents screwed up the past alliance, but we're going to invite you to this new one. And she tries to reassure Perfuma that they're going to learn from their parents' mistakes and also try to do better than what their parents did. However, that might change or what it entails, we don't know yet, but they know it's going to be different because it seems to be that, like, one, we have She-Ra on our side, and two, we're not going to be as cowardly as Angela has been. So then we cut finally back to the Horde, where we see Shadow Weaver. She's still stuck on Adora, and I get, like, these Rasputin vibes, because she's got this powerful tool, which we will know later as the Black Garnet. And I get these Rasputin vibes. And by Rasputin, I mean, like, Don Bluth Anastasia Rasputin with the little gremlin things. Except in this case, these are shadow servants of sorts, which are going to seek out Adora and, at, per the request of Shadow Weaver, bring her back. So we cut back again to Bright Moon, where Adora is trying to get herself comfortable, and she isn't, but thankfully, she has very loving and supportive friends, Bo and Glimmer, who come into her room for a sleepover, because they realize that not only is her bed uncomfortable for her, and she just needs a harder bed, but also she doesn't want to be sleeping alone. So they join in so that she doesn't have to do that, and it helps Adora feel supported, and, less like she's someone to avoid, despite being the person that she used to be. So, overall, I think this was an interesting episode because it showed that there was a couple things that was were shown here, which was Adora accepting herself as she is, which is like, well, yeah, sometimes I'm just going to have to operate in a ham-fisted manner, even if it's not the greatest, and that's what at least Perfuma and her people learned. And Adora learned that, specifically, that while she does do what she does, she's going to have to learn to heal at some point, and it's going to take a while, but that's going to come later. And I felt like it could have come sooner in the grand scheme of things, because I don't see any, like, major healing until season 3, and this is just season 1. So I wish I had seen it sooner, but it was one of those things where it's like, well, I guess that's a problem for another day. So that's the end of episode 4. I will talk about episode 5 next week. Have a good day. This is Nemo Cicados on Finding Me. You're listening to KPPPLP Fargo-Moorhead 88.1 FM, where we are adding local color to your airwaves, or at least the queer ones.